It's one of the biggest award shows, and it is coming up this Sunday. Matt Rausch of TV Guide Magazine is joining us, and I'm excited for the Emmys this year.
Yeah, I am too. I always am excited for the Emmys. Of course, we've had two in this calendar year because the one for the season before was delayed because of the strikes until January, so it didn't seem like it was that long ago that we had an Emmys, but now this is for the most recent season of television, somewhat strike-affected, but the Emmys go on Sunday on ABC. They always rotate network to network, and the hosts this time, this is something new, a father and son are going to be hosts, Eugene and Dan Levy, who both won Emmys several years ago for the final season of Schitt's Creek, and they're both very funny people, but the father and son handing off hosting duties, that should be something different to watch. This is one of the more predictable years for the Grammys, I mean for the Emmys, I believe, because many of the shows that are up there are front runners, including The Bear, which won last year for Best Comedy, although many people think it's more dramatic than a comedy, but it's definitely going to win for the second season, which is their best season. And then Shogun, which came along as also on FX as a limited series, big epic historical miniseries set in Japan, wonderfully done, but everybody suspected it was going to be a miniseries, and then FX decided they're going to continue the story, so now it's in the drama series category, which really upends that race, and it is favored to win. It swept all of the Creative Arts Awards from last weekend, but in limited series, that leaves Netflix's Baby Reindeer, this bizarre story of a would-be comedian being stalked by this very bizarre woman. And that's going to probably win for a limited series because it created so much buzz. So those are the favorites. If you're handicapping, it's going to be The Bear, Shogun, and Baby Reindeer, and probably many actors from those shows as well.
There are a lot of incredible actresses that are up for awards, and also a St. Louis favorite, John Hamm, who's up in two different shows.
Yeah, John Hamm is nominated, and I think he's wonderful in both. He was the bad guy in Fargo, which is a limited series anthology, so he's up for Best Actor in that, and then he's up also for Supporting Actor in the Morning Show, playing the adversary there, although I think it's going to be a hard road for him to do because he's going to be opposite the star of Baby Reindeer in the Fargo role, and the guy, Richard Gadd, who created the show based on his own life. I mean, that's a one-of-a-kind performance, once-in-a-lifetime role for him, so he's probably going to win that, and then in the other category, he's opposite Billy Crudup, who's also won for that, and also opposite several of the Shogun actors, and I have a feeling that the lead Shogun actors, the guy playing the future Shogun and the translator Anna Sawai, I think they're going to win in that.
And that is Matt Rausch from TV Guide Magazine joining us on KMOX.